Yeah. 10 days before, when I was born, 10 days before, they used to use kayak. They drive them with a kayak and put them in shallow water and spare them. That's the way the years ago, that's what they get, the beluga, them people. And then later on, they got motor and boats, they chase them with a motor, start to get them with a motor. Then in both motors that time, small one, four horsepower engine. I had 4 horsepower in my boat, then we chase them and then we get lots of beluga that time. And then later on, they start to get these even root. And now, even now today, they chase them with the even root. They get lots of beluga from cuts of root too. They come. They got that kind of motor, outboard motor, you know. They get lots. But now later on, damn place, we used to get plenty. And the elephant, well, beluga come in plenty. Now, later on, too many boat, they didn't come in much now. We only get two last summer, us. Yeah, they didn't come in much like before. Now, we drive them, they know, they go out. Yeah, that's the way they do. They didn't quit. Many later on now. Yeah. Just a few beluga now.
How many, back then when there was no outboard, how many do you think they got?
Eh?
How many did they get when there was no outboard back then?
Oh, we got plenty. We got 8, 10, like that. Yeah.
When you were growing up... When you were growing up, When your father was hunting, did he use gun or
spear? With a kayak, them base. They spear them, no shoot them. Leave it out, they got gun and shoot them from the boat. That's the way they get locked. Leave it out. But them base, they just get money. They just spare them, you know. Maybe they get one or two. Each, some of them get nothing, I guess. Yeah. They drive with a kayak, you know. Chase them to shallow water. They didn't get much them days with a kayak. There's enough to eat. But later on, when they get more, they get plenty. Yeah.
Did you do a lot of traveling around?
Eh?
Did you do lots of traveling around in your lifetime?
Oh, yes. I've been traveling around all over. I've been outside 2 times. Two times I've been outside. I go over there, people, I work for them, they're in mining over there, nobody sight. They take me outside, and I work out there too, logs. They're selling logs to town, and I work for them, my boss. I go 2 times out there. They sent for me. One time I go all alone out there, but before them fellas take me out. Yeah.
How about around here? How about around the country around here?
Eh?
You travel around a lot?
Yeah, I travel around a lot. I travel all over Kachemu and Kovac, Sivik, all over up there. This was the first time I go sing that, though. First time I go sing that. I go over there, Kuyuk. And Unalakleet, and Nome, and around Utella too. I went to Utella too. One time when they have mining up there, Lost River.
Did you work there?
I worked there too. I worked there too when they worked in Lost River years ago. That's why we come by from up there. Some those things bring us to where you are, Utella, from Utella. We take an airplane going home.
You went to Teller by dog team?
Eh?
You went to Teller by dog team?
No, airplane.
Airplane.
Yeah.
You went to Nome by dog team?
Eh?
You went down there by dog team?
No.
Oh.
Airplane.
Oh, airplane.
Yeah. I go home in the airplane, go to work, and come home with an airplane too. But from up there off river, don't think taking us to where you play, tell us.
Oh, from that
from that mining. And then from there we fly to Nome.
What year was this?
Oh, that's, I don't know, I didn't remember that 50s. Quite a long ago.
1950s?
Something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did they, who did you work for? Lohmann's?
Eh?
Which company did you work for?
In Nome?
At Lost River.
Oh, I don't know what.
You forget?
I forget, yeah.
What else did you do back then when you...
Eh?
What else did you do?
Oh, I work everything in there.
Mm-hmm.
I work everything in there, Lost River.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You ever do any reindeer herding?
Yeah, I've been reindeer herding for years. I've been reindeer herding in Buckland. I've been reindeer herding in Kachabu. They had 20,000 reindeer years ago. Now, they get not much anymore now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 20 reindeer years ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We shall meet everything all over. Shall I meet the Dime Creek, shall I meet the Candle, lots of reindeer them days. But now, not much.
How old were you when you started reindeer herding?
Eh?
How old were you when you started reindeer herding?
Oh, maybe about 35.
Mm-hmm.
35.
Mm-hmm. You walk around all around the country?
Yeah, right? I walk around. You see all of them hills up there. I've been walking around, and then, of course, there. I've been walking around all the time, that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when the time we take to team. When the time we take to team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back then you traveled around dog team all the time, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many dogs did you have?
Oh, 6, 7.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel them good. They pull pretty heavy load.
Mm-hmm.
They're strong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I keep them good shape, them dogs.
You listen to the old folks tell you stories long time ago?
Eh?
You listen to old folks tell you stories long time ago?
Yeah.
Do you remember who told you stories?
Eh?
Do you remember who told you stories?
Oh, that Ralph from Cape Fitzgerald, they come around here. He always tells stories to all them villages over here.
Mm-hmm.
He come from Wales. Thomas Hukkina bring them, he's bring their hood around here. Ned Kubrick and then Ralph and then Evans. But they all die now.
What was Ralph's last name?
Eh?
What was his last name?
Ralph?
Yeah, Ralph.
I didn't remember. I know just Ralph.
He was from Cape Espenberg?
From Shishmer.
Oh, from Shishmer.
From Wales.
Oh, from Wales.
Yeah. From Wales.
Mm-hmm.
They come from Wales then, fellas. That Thomas O'Kenya, he bring reindeer around here. And they grow around here. Them reindeer grow around here. They will sell reindeer to Eskimo. We buy some too. Mm-hmm. I buy some too. My daddy, he buys 3 reindeer. And I use them all. They grow up. And I grow up. I get lots of reindeer. I shall meet you and use it for... buy a food quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did Tommy Sukuna tell you stories also?
Eh?
Tommy Sukuna tell you stories too?
No.
Just Ralph.
Just Ralph.
You know anybody else that told you
stories? No, nobody else. Just Ralph. He's got stories all the time.
Do you remember some of those stories he told you?
Oh, not much. Not much. I kind of forget too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me one?
No.
How about in Inupiaq? Can you tell a story in Inupiaq?
Well, I don't know. I didn't remember much of them stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You ever travel down south to those other villages like Koyuk? Eh? You ever been to Koyuk or Elam?
Yeah, I've been to Koyuk, Elam, and I've been over there in that place. I work from Koyuk, other side, named Law Sheba. There's a mine in there too. So I work there too.
Mm-hmm. How many years you work at Lost River?
Oh, 2-3 years. They had mining, and they got drinks. They got little drinks, mm-hmm. and I worked there.
Mm-hmm.
I always working in the drinks, you know.
Mm-hmm. What did you do on the dredge?
Well, I oiling.
You're an oiler, huh?
Oiler, yeah. I'm oiler all over, even in Canada there and Nome, too.
Mm-hmm.
I always oiler, yeah.
Mm-hmm. During the winter time, you do any camping, winter time?
Yeah, I camping. We go up the river, hunt some foxes and something like that up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get some caribou once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Was there people living here in Buckland a long time ago?
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. Lots of people live in Buckland.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, they can grow, you know. Mm-hmm. Now they're big right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's some houses up there. You see some houses up there now, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you live anyplace else besides Buckland?
Eh?
You live anyplace else besides Buckland?
Well, that time when I was a boy, I lived in Canada.
Oh. And then you moved to Buckland?
Yeah, I moved to Buckland. From there on, I said Buckland all the time.
You ever travel up with dog team up around Kobuk area, Kobuk River area?
Yeah.
Or towards?
Yeah. I go with dog team. No airplane much that time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now later on, when the airplane come, we go, when you got a little money to go, we take airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You ever been to up toward Kivalina or Point Hope by dog team?
Point Hope? Mm-hmm. No, I never been Point Hope. Mm-hmm. I don't know Point Hope, I never been. I just go to Forest, I go North Tack. I go Forest North Tack. That's far as I go to North Tack.
By dog team?
By dog team and sometimes with airplane too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you do in Nome?
Eh?
When you went to Nome, what did you do in Nome?
Well, I worked on them bridges. And then when the time, we drill, so they can find our money down there. When the time we drill, they got to drill, and we work with the time and drill. Summertime, then we're mining with the dredge. Yeah.
Gold dredge.
Yeah. Lots of people, that land when we were going to drill, they used to point, make them tall, that ground, so that dredge can dig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You work as an oiler on that dredge?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of trading? Do you remember when you were a little boy, was there a lot of trading around here?
Yeah.
Did your dad?
Oh, yeah.
Your dad do any trading around here?
Yeah.
How about around Koyuk?
Eh?
How about around Teller area?
Where?
Koyuk. Your father done any trading down there?
No.
How about Kotzebue?
No, he's just around here, Candleland around here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
Mm-hmm. They traded furs and all that
for
grub, huh?
Yeah. My daddy used to trapping them. Them days, early days, they sell a fox and buy grub for fox, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They got no this money coming like us now.
Mm-hmm.
Them days, no money. They have to get fox and buy grub. Anything they get, Ladies make makhluk, give it to their husband, tell them to candle and ptarmigan and everything like that. And when they get ducks and goose, they sell them, they buy grub with white man's grub. Now, today, everybody got money from government, even though I get money, but I never get old pension. I get Social Security and bonus. Mm-hmm. And right now, I get about $416 from Social Security and then bonus $250. Mm-hmm. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
I get money that much every month now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All of them brown haircuts too, yeah.
What kind of changes have you seen in your lifetime?
Eh?
What kind of changes? What kind of changes have you seen in your lifetime?
What?
Changes. You know, different things, new things. What kind of changes did you see in your life? When you were growing up, did you have a wood stove or oil stove?
We have wood stove. We have wood stove 10 days.
What kind of house you live in?
Oh, we in Canada we use put lumber. My dad make lumber, and then we use wood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then when we get around here, later on we have that kind of short house like mm-hmm. this, right here, like that one out there. But later on, my boy built this. He lumber. We have this. People around here got housing now. For quite some years they make housing around
so
here.
So you lived in a sod house when you were growing up, huh?
Yeah.
What did you use for light? Light? What do you use for light nighttime?
We use coal oil light and gas light too.
Coal oil light.
Coal oil light and gas light
mm-hmm.
later on. But later on now they got electric.
Did you have outboard when you were growing up, or did you have outboard motor when you were growing up?
No. We just laid it out like inboard, full horsepower.
What did you guys have to do?
Then later on, I could even do.
What did you have to do when there was no outboard?
Oh, we row and sail. We used sail and row.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, them days. That place they cut out. My daddy used to have a skin boat.
Mm-hmm.
They cut out skin from over there. They make that fellas sell that kind of boat skin. And by, if they wear out, they put new skin on them Eskimo boat
mm-hmm.
in them days. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way we lived years ago.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when you saw your first airplane?
Huh?
Do you remember when you saw the first airplane?
Yeah. I remember I go catch up with the airplane.
First time?
When the airplane come first time, we see him there. And then we shoot later on, they land on here, then I go to Kotzebue.
Mm-hmm.
From Canada too. There were a lot of airplanes, I go to Kotzebue mm-hmm. in days.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of airplanes in Canada that time too.
Mm-hmm. When did they first have electricity here in Buckland?
Oh, not very long ago now. Oh, just a few years ago, I don't know what year we had electric. Not very long ago.
So most of your life you lived where there was no electricity, huh? Or
yeah. Coal oil light and gas light.
Mm-hmm.
We used.
Mm-hmm.
Now everything electric.
Mm-hmm.
We got even electric compact.
What's the biggest change you've seen?
Hey.
What's the biggest change in your life you've seen?
Biggest change?
Uh-huh.
Oh, later on, maybe 19, this is 80, maybe 60, somewhere there. Start to change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was the biggest change What was the thing that you noticed the most that changed during your lifetime?
Now, that's 84 now. Around maybe 70. 70, I think, everything changed.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Land claims.
Yeah.
Can you say your mom's name?
Huh?
Can you say your mother's name again?
Kizikhiya.
Uh-huh. And your father's name?
Kewa.
Okay. Now I'm talking with Bela Ballett of Buckland, Alaska. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bela, where were you born?
I was born Eskimo. Aninya Somi, Selwick area, Mitat Kavanangani, April 27, 1920, Upinraksaratak Minyaksov, Luting Mizirak Domi, Aninya Somi, Kavani.
What was your parents' names?
Papa got Mike Kaneyaluk Burnett. Mom.
And your mother?
Emma Nasakpinyak Cleveland, her maiden name.
Mm-hmm. And your husband's name?
My husband's name is Samuel Suyuk Ballett. Before I married to him, my maiden name was Beula Kapkan Burnett.
Bernhardt?
Burnett.
Burnett.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. And how many children did you have, Beula?
I have Neva Okokraruk, Evans, Mama, Chesterkak, Aglu, Tokukluni, Ari Achitiligu, Chester, Aglu, Janet, Akokral, Stephen, Ayak, Trani Ari Irnejaligum, Tigohunukarin, Betty and Harvin Kilhorn, Percy. Macho Tigoklu Tamna from Irene and Etika Lahorn. Suli Agnes Kalhapak Tigoklu Suli Bobby and Maggie Snyder. Tapuninga Pekakunga Arin Tapko Nivalu Evans Luches to Lutokup Luting. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, ahi tapko inyukluting. Tapko inyumurakto tuwakat ni tuhuting. Tapko tam naglano wa Agnes. Nayok tigira kaya pakma. Una suli Lina. Christina miglu. Colleen miglu. Pepe kahone tupir mi inyumurakto with new housing.
How long did you live in Selawik?
Till 1955, Dartna inyu nagraktone selving me, arin mongan nutuk May 4, 1955, Buckland Flat unuga Paul Hadley government heard ani uwani pitman. Kunngilia ho yaktiplunik May 4, 1955. Tak mga tukanunga flat nun or laktuk monga inyung nun pisunga kanuk tonunga kempa lehan kunngilia hanuk arhin tak na kunngilia ho ngurak muni tarani kayurahan Paul Hadley Ventiungan Sivoni 1939 to 40, summer 42, namunaglante government hurt any one civil chief hurt or no man. Kun ngilya hauk luni suli. Suli sangemi Charlie Clark mi ikayok tahun ni kun ngilya hani. Taat na kun ngilya hani ikayokunik sao kun ngilya kironi. Tuwa katika. Kipip luni unega honi. Unego tiplung aftuk tan.
When did you and Samuel marry?
July 27, 1938. Katibu. 27? 30. Yeah, July 27, 1938. To kona where we was married. Dick Martin cooked down the Indigisukanga Green one where Outwaters now living. Taat na sunik atin ritsu. Tara tamak nga. Tamani nyo nera lo kamnuk. Meri tare kamnuk upstairs mo. At pag mga itna. Right hand minigli. Uwangali right hand minig. Halo ko tila kunuk. Tam rumasi Mr. Westbrook. Meri si chinyakto. Apasruktura lako lo kamisig. Uwuna. Arugam nak hitting isi gun tiup tu nak agaju tiup tu nak mai tak tu kasih piung ni Whitney sakah keluar asin Clara Burnett Selvin tak kun Whitney sakah nak mai tak tu ibu cuni ngah cuni kita nak aturan kecil nak kita keliru ni, so ni kat uran rezuk, teman ni lagi uang merit tak kamu.
When you were, did you grew up in Selawik? Did you do lots of camping there when you were growing up?
Unega guru mu bunga, mamat kup ni nama tu bakat ini kalau nang suli, kikwalung nek mata camp, pahu tak kabungu pinakri yakap tak, kikwalung nek guru. Kikwalung neka huta asing, umer luhuta, tip rani umer luhuta, suruh tikip luhut, umer yami kasi kalik luhut, iput luhuta, Selwick River taman na, ang liang neka tu Selwick mun, Muskrat camping close up man, asi, kikwalute yaga lokap ta. Suci aku roni inuit katak pora hunting after muskrat hunting tu ni sekarang hunting tak nak aku nak huta ipuk dah huta kiput dah huta naman naman nak huta anguwa huta 1, 2, 3 pampalue huta INTIO wahota Akra che hota Akpaliro rahota ang wahota Inuweto Ketiktogot uteman Naga 9 o'clock kangiliwu unnomi Aniksit leit miyati Aniksao kamitere Fenay Agli katak, mama, yula ang ilyaring, nakakagang. Tusangan asin tat na ang ilyaring niya ma. Pagkikagang tat na asin ang ilakotip mo. Di mani tat na inyubok nekap ta ubogot. We have no free time in evening. Just, they raise us like that. Allah rahut the dana. Bad girl mut kun rit lewit. Bad boy mut kun rit lewit. Dana. Birarigat.
Did you travel anywhere around the country here when you were
married or?
Yeah, when you were married.
Selving min. Kortli mitare uruk. Nerahun, Napmun called the meeting that matter, Suli Kavunga, Kopak Mountains, Tamonga, Yatni Camp, Pahan Suli Tutun that matter, Suli Nixis on Nahota Suli Camp, Paru, Shifis, Pamunga Suli, Ivigram, Siligor and Nixis Suhuta. Akunikaru grailing, Sudukboni. Tamat Kunuma, Unerahun travel up to camp a lap munkilan. Monga Arhin, Patlan Munu Namu. Selvi Katar Tiragama, Unerahuni, Uvunalu. In you wait talk to Ma, Silving Muntimotman Tamani. Monalu in the Sigun Tak Munga. Uwuna waksuliwa timot luni tanu nerahun napakusak sulit mata suli napakutat orlang nitliwit napakutatigun iglit lahit mata takanuna napakutak sahun tanu selwi waktu selwi hari nakpak mata nerah korang mata sub mata kan wilak mata sub mata nerah korang mata nak mudir lagi.